Maharil, or Maharishi Segal, was, you know, he's considered the founding father of Minhag Ashkenaz, meaning he was the one who compiled it.
Segal?
Segal, he was a Levi.
Related to this dude.
Listen, Segal was a name that was given to all Levim. Right? Segan Levim, right?
I understand.
Anybody who was a Levi was named Segal, right? It was, term for Levim, term used for Levim. He died in Worms in 1426 or 1427. His two major works, right? He has Shelos Uchuvos. And he has what's called Sefer Maharal, which he didn't write. It was compiled by his students posthumously, where all of Minhag Ashkenaz, right, as he practiced it, was, you know, it's a Maaseh Rav type book, right? Meaning where you just record the minhagim of the Rav. But Maharil, you know, he not only was he one of the greatest posthumous generation, but he also led davening. He led davening, you know, he davened for the Omer on Yom Kippur. He davened for... So a lot of the minhagim of the Maharil are, we pronounce this word this way, we don't pronounce this word this way, we say this piyut, and then we say this piyut, and then we say this piyut. Meaning he really does record everything that you do. I mean, you can follow along with the... If you take a Maharil, and, you know, during Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, you can follow along because he's mapping it out. And what we have today is based on him. In the Ramah, if you look in the Ramah, there's a lot of the things that the Ramah, a lot of the Ramah's Hagos and Shulchan Aruch are not necessarily a machlokas in halacha, but a description of how Minhag Ashkenaz differs, right? For example, Kaddish, right? Kaddish, it doesn't really even come up in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah just writes this really, really long Haggah on these are the different minhagim of Kaddish. You know, who takes precedent over who, and when do you say Kaddish?
Where did he write this?
In Hilchos Avelos. And there are other cases also where, you know, he'll just write, you know, the one that I just wrote about the minhag to
because of Chama?
No. Tefillah in Beis HaKvaros, Nerev Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Minhag to be Mishtatechal Kivrei Tzadikim before Rosh Hashanah. Ramah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch, in his Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, but it originates with Maharil. Right? So we are, Maharil is,
you know, the original.
Right, and because, like, you know, and partially it's because the Ramah canonized him, but he was, meaning all of the things of Nusach, right? You know, the Nusach of Kol Nidre that we use, they say, I mean, Sardin don't use the same Nusach, right? So as much as we want to say that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, it's obviously not Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, but it's attributed to the time of the Maharil, and the Maharil gave it the status of Mi-Sinai, right? So in terms of even how we observe...
Everybody says it was from the Varanos who used to do these... live with Goyim when they really were did, but they preceded the Muranos.
1426 is before the Muranos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would stand to reason that the Sardin would know about it if it was Muranos also.
Oh, it's just a different tune. They say it. A little historical tidbit. You know who tried to get rid of, who actually did get rid of Kol Nidre when he was a Rav in Moravia? Rav Shamshon and Rafal Hirsch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Obviously, he couldn't get away with that once he got to Frankfurt.
So they don't say it, the Yekis?
Oh, they do. They do. I mean, the Yekis are... I mean, Frankfurt, I mean, he died in Worms.
Yeah, we were there.
Right? But Frankfurt is what sort of took up the reins for those who perpetuated Minhag Ashkenaz. Right, in the 1600s and 1700s with, you know, like Rabbi Yosbahan, Nordlingen, and the Sefer Maharil was published in Frankfurt. I mean, there was a...
His name was?
Rabbi Yaakov Moalin. Okay. So, within his Hilchos Yomim Noraim is a lot of question and answer, right? So those are also tshuvas. And so we'll go through some of those. Sha'alumi Kamei Maharash. So this is, as I said, it's a compilation, right? It's not, he didn't sit down and write a monograph. It's a compilation of things he said. And sometimes he would quote others, and sometimes whoever was writing it down would also quote others, right? So Sha'alumi Kamei Maharash, Al-Chabura Hadarim Be'ir Yishuv, right? There. So this gives you a little bit of an idea of what the communities were like. There's a group of people that live in a particular settlement. Right? Can they, let's say there's 10 Jewish men in this city, right? Can they, and you know, one of them wants to go to his, to his parents or his in-laws or somewhere, the next village over, and they won't have a minion, right? Olahamid acher tachtav. And if you don't, and if you leave, you need to find someone else. Right? So the Maharam, Mirutenberg, Paskins, that you force people for Rosh Hashanah. I mean, if there's not going to be a minion, you force people to stay in town. Everybody davens with a minion on the Yomim Noraim. The rest of the year, Regilim Hispalel Yechidim, in Kofin. You don't force anybody when it's not Yom Noraim. It's only on the Yom Noraim that you actually, you have legal grounds to, right? And again, it's
a strong language. As Olachar, I mean, just, not because there's any legal trust, anything legal changes, but just that's the way in the world that people like to daven in the minion.
Well, you think that Lava Olachar people, right? No, what he's saying is that, like, okay, what's enforceable by law, right? Now, if minigam makom, if it's enforceable, if it would be orach ara that everybody davens with a minion every day, then you could force the issue every day. And I've seen in other Pinkasei Kehilos where people are, they're fined if they miss minion, right? Now, I mean, it tells you something about the community power. Like here in Modi'in, right? Let's say there's a minion that barely, a shul that barely has a minion, right? And they're counting on me. And I don't show up, right? They might think I'm a jerk. I probably am a jerk. But at the end of the day, like, Kofin? Right? They're going to, like, come to my house and literally drag me out of shul. They're going to fine me. They're going to take money from me if I don't show up. Like, you're talking about a town where, on one hand, it's a very small community, and on the other hand, they can enforce. Kofin is, that's strong language.
Kofin means like literally they take you out of the house, not
yes.
They make you
yes.
Feel terrible.
Nope.
Therefore you
nope. Kofin. Kofin means they beat you.
Beat you until you say
yes. Yeah,
that's
it's funny. It's like you like
in square. That's the case, by the way. You can't make your own minion. You make your own minion in square, though.
No, this isn't about making your own minion. This is about missing minion.
Yeah.
No,
this
it,
also,
in
a,
square, if you don't
want to
daven there, you go daven by what's his name? Who's got a minion out there now? What's his name?
Who,
Lipa? Lipa Schmelzer, yeah.
He's
got his own shul.
Yeah, he's off the derech, though.
He's
not in square anymore, though.
No, he's not.
He's not. But he could have said, because of Chodesh Hashas, the importance of Chodesh Hashas, like, that's different. He just, see, the idea that this is just the way of the world. Like, yeah, people are used to, and therefore, you say it creates this halakhic necessity, which you can go for. I'm just saying, he could have said, hey, look, there's a qualitative difference between Yom Noraim and the whole idea of Chodesh Hashas.
Yeah, but he's not going to say it's a qualitative difference.
No, but it's absolutely not. The question is, it becomes a communal issue.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you have to dive in with the minion is your problem, not my problem. The fact that I have to dive in with the minion is my problem, not your problem. But if there's a communal norm, then maybe the community can enforce it, regardless of
And it's not, again, it's not a halachic decision. Right?
No.
It's all based on what's accepted, what's normal, what's...
Well, his halachic decision is... His halachic decision is that, they can do it.
What I'm saying is that it's not internal to the dynamic of Minyan. Meaning, Minyan is no more important on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur than
that
it is on, on an average Wednesday, right? But, the fact that we have a hierarchy, right? There are your 3-day
weeks. With your chazan versus a shofar issues, the chazan issue is really, again, whether or not people could new feel blockers for themselves, but there's an issue there, which is a weighing balance of the teal of Yom Noraim versus a shofar.
Right.
That's a qualitative distinction for Rosh Hashanah, not about davening in general.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
There obviously, he could have used that as an example as a guidepost. He said, no,
Right.
Yeah, they, whatever people like to do, it's good.
Right. Meaning, he's describing a social reality, right? Meaning, whatever, our hierarchy, right? You have your three-day-a-year Jews, you have the ones that show up for Yisker, you have the ones that show up for Yontif, you have the ones that show up on Shabbos, you have the ones that show up Sheni V'Chamishi, whatever, maybe there's a Rosh Chodesh in there too, and then, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shalu Mari Segal. Now, Mari Segal, this is Maharil. Im tzarech l'kabal atarnis miyom, no rayim mibod yom. Right? They were minhagim to fast on, you know, in around the Yom Noran time, during Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and there's always a question whether or not, if something is an accepted fast, you don't have to be Mekabel Tainis. In Tzoruch L'Kabal Tainios B'Yom Noran Mibod Yom B'Shar Tainios, right, I think that should be Kishar Tainios, V'Yeshiv Maharam Kosov She'ein Tov, right, meaning these are normal enough, right, that, you know, just like you don't have to be Mekabel Tainis before Tainis Esther, because it's a communal norm, it's something that we all do, you don't have to be Mekabel Tainis, or even Bahab, right? If you want to fast Bahab, you don't have to be Mekabel Tainis, because, you don't have to, because people are doing it. Shalu Lefanav, Lefnei Kodamari Segal, Osam B'nei Adam Shemis Anim, Mem Yom Kodam Yom Kippurim, right? So there were people that they did the whole Ramadan. They started fasting. They fasted for 40 days, starting on Yom Kippur. Heich mutarim le'etzanos b'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. 40 days before Yom Kippur, meaning 40 days culminating in Yom Kippur, the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. Yeah. Heich mutarim le'etzanos b'Shabbos over Rosh Hashanah. How is it mutter for them to fast on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah? So it's like, people are doing this. Ve'eshiv shelo kedinos in. They shouldn't. Oh, this is good for your vart, right? They should go back to Tuba Av, the Elach, Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah, and presumably also not on Rosh Chodesh. We shouldn't be so, like, okay, so some of the days are not the exact same days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, right? You get to 40. You skip Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Rabbi Weinberg, by the way, in Baltimore. Rashi says he fasted for 40 days because he was Noik Minig Amacha. Noik Minig Amacha. So angels don't eat, he don't eat. If you got to eat, you got to eat. So he says, with Shabbos, he was Noik Minig Amacha, that when he came back, he ate. He was Noik Minig Amacha.
All right. All right.
An Indian friend, a colleague of mine, just fasted for 9 days.
What kind of?
An Indian colleague.
Okay.
I worked in an office in India, just fasted for 9 days.
What religion?
He's a...
Sikh?
No, he's Jain.
Jain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jain is a subset, specific.
Jainism, yeah.
They have something that, it's sort of like the Hajj, like they do it like once in their life, twice in their life.
Yeah.
He's done 7 days, he's done 5 days, 9 days so far is the longest. He did it with his 16-year-old daughter.
All right. That's pretty cool. I was like, we think like Jain. Oh, that's like an exotic religion. There are probably 10 times as many Jains in the world as there are Jews.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
it's like it blows my mind.
Yeah,
they drink water during the day, prescribed amounts, prescribed times.
Sure.
No, for real.
Yeah,
but no water at night and no food.
Do they have like their
Nine days.
By the way, do they have like their versions of like Rav Chaim Na and the Chazon Ish? In terms of like how much urine you can drink, and
I don't know about that. They have a lot of versions of everything.
Because that'd be cool. Like,
that's really quite something. Like, your body and mind.
And then I was there for.
It took
him a couple of days to get back into food. Like, you start off, you have a little bit of soup, and then like that's it, just a little bit.
Because otherwise, you can burst your stomach.
No, I'm literally. It's just
make you sick. Yeah. Talk about a cleanse.
Just pain.
I don't think it's pain. I think it's just
self
control.
Marie Segal, Eich Ozu Metanis Chalom be'Erev Yom Kippur. What happens if you have to do a Hatavas Chalom in Erev Yom Kippur? Right? Hatavas Chalom is a serious thing, right? You fast on Shabbos if there's a Hatavas Chalom, right? So let's say you had a bad dream, like the night before Yom Kippur, and you have to fast that day, right? What are you supposed to do? I mean, it's like, it's such a real part of their world. And do you know anybody that ever fasted for Hatavas Chalom? Anybody here? I don't know anybody that after.
Not with the wrong crowd.
I dreamt that I fasted once.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. That's so meta.
I also dreamt that I ate this big marshmallow.
Yeah. Okay.
Find my pillow.
Yeah. Okay. Va'amar diyachol lechol v'yaniach lehitiv lo chalomo. Right? He can eat and he can push off. He can defer the hatavas chalomo. Chenisa b'gemara bar b'ed ravina kuli shata yasev b'ta'anisa bar me'atzarta upuria umaliyom adikipuri. Right? That Ravina, he fasted the whole year. He does even better than your Jain friend. Except for Atzarta is Shavuos, Puria is Purim, Umali Yom Adikipuri, and Erev Yom Kippur. Pirish Ravya, the Batailu is Tainis Chalom, Mari, you sung about Tainis Chalom. Okay? V'amar Mari, Segal Harotza Lahachmir, Ulisanos, Yochal Basudam of Sekes in Bnei Habayis, right? You can fast the whole day, and then have the Sudam of Sekes, right? And then go into the fast of Yom Kippur. The dugma tainus chalom be erev tishabav is like a tainus chalom and erev tishabav. The tzarch nami lechol suudam afsekes kideperashti sham. Mamari sekal de migmar le el nami mashma de ein leis anos tainus chalom lo bepurim velo beshavuos. Okay.
And the rest of the year, I mean, lel seder you can have fast.
Yes, Pesach you can fast. I mean, that's well, I mean, well, it's I a big chiddush.
Is that the first thing that's?
Oh, but now you get them fast.
That's the first gemara that's been quoted.
Right. Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. It's like they have modern sfarim with like voyashim tshuva, not you know people that all would come to a voyashim and ask some questions all day. And then
oh yeah, I saw some of those
compilers who put these sfarim together. And it's a lot of things like this. It's like a quick question and an answer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is also very similar to like shoot SMS. Yeah. I mean, it's very similar to shoot SMS, but this is not his tshuvas. These were not written. Meaning, this is a Talmud.
No,
this is a Talmud compiling it.
This is just a sin, because it seems to be like a very modern, like, you know, we worship the rabbi's feet and then write down every word he says. And
interesting, that this is like the equivalent of the shoot SMS, right? And he says, Tainus, hova asali didan, now they go ADD. Now, since we're talking about Tainus, let's learn Hilchos Tainus. And Hilchos Tainus, the first one, Sha'ulul thimari segal emutel shafshef piv become mitaso viyoma Tainus. Can somebody rinse out his mouth? Right? And this is exactly the kind of thing, like
this is a Harav,
like you, like right now, I was like you, like you know, you text Rav Aviner, right? Am I allowed to rinse my mouth out on the morning of a tinus? The Heshiv.
This whole thing's a hoax, by the way. That this whole thing that you're loading with us is just pulled off the internet from some.
It could be Rav Aviner, right? Yeah. It could be like you know, whoever like the shoot SMS guys are, right?
Yeah, I'm the Heshiv. That's the one thing I'm doing.
The Heshiv, and he answered. No, but this question you could see them asking, like, can I rinse out my mouth on the morning of the... Yeah? Heshiv, tehu eno monea munah milasas, right? You can't, you're allowed to do it. You it's not usher to do
not
it.
Recommended.
Ah, but kovev tzavaro, you should bend your neck forward, shalo yazuvu amayim legaron, so that the water doesn't, you know, trickle back to your, into your throat. V'chas v'shalom lasos ken v'yom kippur. V'chas v'shalom, you can't do that on Yom Kippur. Okay, so this is, you know, again, like I wasn't going to do one of these. This is rapid fire. So now we get into the actual, we have two actual tshuvos. One of them is a little bit longer, so we'll go to the last one, and we'll see how much time we have for the second to last one, which is longer. Okay, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph.
The reason they just published in Sohar, Shmuel David published the same thing for Aaron.
What's this?
Shmuel David published in Sohar's recent volume.
Okay.
All of Luchtensief's Chuvas, he would call.
Sohar Tzomet.
Sohar.
Sohar.
Publication.
Oh, they have like a magazine. Okay.
So they published
a journal.
Everything that he'd asked Ravarn as a posek.
Right.
And you see Ravarn didn't want to give answers. Like, and this is funny, like stuff like why you wear your tzitzis wrapped around your
Oh, that's an easy one. On one hand, he thinks is, you know,
the kind of things where he didn't want to put down.
Is that the pants up?
That's nice.
His answer.
It was his answer?
I think it's not the belt. Like, I need to keep my pants up.
No, it's because on one hand, you think he's kosher for the deos that you're supposed to wear them out. On the other hand, he's also kosher for the deos that wearing them out is yuhara. That's like the classic, meaning it's a very...
No, the answer is why they're in and out, not why they're around his belt.
Even okay, whatever.
We'll see the, yeah, the whole
I'll have to take a look at that. But it's like, I don't know, you can't do that for Liechtenstein.
Yeah. He's trying to avoid it until he's no longer going to avoid it.
Whatever. Yorenu Morenu V'Rabenu. Okay? Al Tevilas Keri B'Yom Kippur. Right?
Obviously not the Kohen Gadol.
Obviously not the Kohen Gadol, because this is like thousands of years.
Because it never happened.
Right. The night of Yom Kippur, you know, a guy, he had a nocturnal emission. Acharei asher nechlechu bo b'hagaonim, right? There's a machlokes hagaonim, whether or not somebody is makpid not to daven while he's a bal keri, can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Umisha raga b'chol ashana litbo l'kerio, im yitbol nami b'yom Kippur. Im no mar kasher kasav ma'aram, misha raga l'rachtso b'shar yamosa shana, shakam b'yom Kippur mutter l'rachtso. Do we say like ma'aram that it's mutter, somebody does it all the time? V'od, right? Do we hold like the Maharam? V'od, v'iter, matzilan l'meimar, it's like, afilu l'fi ha'osim, even according to the ones that say it's us, or dafke, but some chamimus, right? That was, you know, for the Gaonim, they were living in Iraq, they were living in North Africa, right? Because that's, they're really, it's warm, right? So you enjoy going to the mikvah because it's nice and cool. Aval kesheyesh kol kach krirus, but we Ashkenazim, it's so freaking cold, right? Going to the mikvah, there's no hanoah, shabli savik tzar gadol litbol. Efshar debenidon didon lo asru, so maybe it's not for us Ashkenazim. The agav grara, right, while we're on the topic, Yorenu Mar Al Hata Amrinan Haroa Kari Biyom Kippurim Yidag Kol Hashana Kula, right? He should be concerned all year. Vim also Lo Shana, right? And if he completes the year, Muftach Lushu Ben Olam Haba, that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Teda Shekol HaOlam Ra'ev VeHusaveya, right? That the proof of this is that the whole world is hungry, but he is satiated. Im nuchal lefarish dafka biyom, does that mean that it's only during the day? We did tali taima shekol adam ra'ev v'hu, meaning the proof teida, right? How do you know that this is the case, that you know that if the whole world is hungry but you're satisfied, then you know that you're this ben olam haba. So he's saying, does that mean that because he's talking about during the day, that it's only talking about during the day because at night people aren't hungry yet, right? And that's what it means to call Adam Humura'ev. The nafkamina lefashre shumasav. The nafkamina is like, once I know that I'm a ben olam haba, I don't have to be mefashre shumasav so much anymore. So his answer, tfilas kari b'yom kippurim yesh l'holos l'vi mashu adam. Right? You can't give the same answer for everybody. Okay? Mashe v'ezit dafka b'yom. And what you're saying about, like, this is only during the day, Shagisa, you totally misunderstood that Gemara. Vadika Amar Shakola Olam Ra'ev, Ayisrael Kaid Asiri Bitashmish. It's not talking about hungry for food, guy, right? Meaning, like, Kola Olam Ra'ev, Vahu Savea, means the, you know, everybody is hungry, has the sex drive, right? Vahu Savea, and he doesn't, right? That he's, you know, not, he's not plagued by that. In Ba'asheri Ubatur, right? There's a Gemara that talks about Ever Katan Yesh Ba'adam, you know, it's Mar Ivo, Vahu Saveya, Masbio, Vahu Ra'ev, right? The more you feed him, the hungrier he gets. We don't have to get particular. What were you going to say?
How does he make this Sushdel about Ben on the Ba because of Ba'kari and Kippur? I mean, what is he.
That's the Gemara, meaning, why does the Gemara. Meaning, if somebody sees you carry on Yom Kippur, right? Yeah. He should.
For a long life, I mean, yeah.
He should be doeg. Right?
Yeah.
Kol Hashana Kula, it's Peches in Yoma. Should we look it up?
No.
Okay.
What is it, if you have this problem and this indicator, but you last the entire year without having a follow through, that's a good sign that you're.
Ben Olam Haba. All right, they have your 72 versions waiting for you. Okay. Whatever. Okay. Last tshuva. The second page. Kuf Zayin. Isha shehi dara be'ir u'bala einima. Right? A woman is there in town. Is in town. Her husband's not there. Imi tzricha lases lefi nefashos lechazen leyom norayim ola esrog. Right? Does she have to pay in? Does she have to pay in to him, or to buy an esrog, the communal esrog?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He has another tshuva. It's a very short tshuva. I mean, it's. I was thinking of putting it in, but like we'll save Sukkos for Sukkos.
Well, of course.
Where he says, like, you know, the question was whether or not you can use an esrog from last year. Tosfos talks about using a lulav from year to year, right? And Tosfos like interprets the idea of a lulav hayavesh, right? That it's not just dry, meaning it's dry to the point where you touch it, it crumbles. I mean, desiccated, right? When Tosos reinterprets the Gemara in order to, because that's what was going on. Where the heck are you going to get a palm frond from in, you know, in Cologne, Germany? So here it's like, okay, you have your communal esrog, and you know,
well, there should be a shot before this. What about a woman who's not married? Does she have to contribute?
No, it's by family.
Yeah,
I understand.
No. It's by family. It's by family, right? A woman who's not married is part of her father's family, right? I mean, we're not talking about like, we're not talking about these big towns with like single scenes. You know what I mean? Like,
what does he particularly mean by Bala Imma?
He's away traveling. Right.
Meaning her husband's not there.
So he's not going to use.
So he's not going to be getting any hanoah from this, right? Meaning, so is it that is it a household thing?
Yes,
and she's not going to be shaking.
And she's obviously not shaking.
Even if she is, she's not chayiv, right? Because of Marla Inyan, nothing will Bala Hem Ein Imma Hem. The Yil Yom No Roim Lanias Daiti Im Ein Minyan Zulas Hayotzim. If without this guy, if without this husband, there's no minion. Hol pasuk maran dimutal al hayotzin ki al hanisharim schar chazan uminyan. Right, he has as much an obligation as everybody else to hire a chazan and to make sure that there's a minion. Like we saw something similar from the Maharash. So ein biyadil chalik. Right, im yotze yamim rabim lufnei haregel o bekarov. So it doesn't matter. I can't be mechalik if you know if he left 2 days before, if he left a month before. The imkain nasata dvarach l'shiurim. Right, because then you're going to start making you know these fine distinctions. Right, yeah. The high yarim v'yetze chodesh uchadshayim. Because you know some guy is going to he's going to pull shtick and he's going to leave a month before or 2 months before. V'yipater, so he doesn't have to pay with chaz. He's like he's going to leave his wife for 2 months so that he doesn't have to pay. You know, for the chazan, umidas adin loke, right? I mean, he's gonna go, right? He's gonna go to Umin already for Tisha B'Av, right? That's exactly that. Yeah, that works. Umidas adin loke, right? And justice is not served. Af al gam the raya samaral mehahu demisha haya sapar o balan l'rabim, right? Even though the raya of the Maharan is talking about somebody who's a barber or a balan is an attendant at a balan is an attendant at a bathhouse, right? Like balanit is the female version. O balan l'rabim v'higiyah shas haregel, and it's the time of the regel. Mashma dafka ki higiyah zman haregel. So it's mashma that it's only at the time of the regel. Hasum haynu time is the chiyesh shahos matzi yomar luhu askiru achrina, right? Because there, it's a question of finding a replacement. So it's only if he left right beforehand when they're not going to have time to scramble around to find a replacement that it's no good. And there's no loss. But in a case like this, the whole year is Higiyah Shas HaRegel, meaning if there's no minion for Yomim No Rayim, it doesn't matter when you left. That davar yadua the minug behold tfutzos at golov, because it's known that the minug everywhere lahaskir chazan uminyan, right?
Kutzlaritz, that you hire a chazan.
No, but behold tfutzos at golov is.
I know what it means to say.
I know.
It's just how okay. It's going to take it.
But you ever seen okay. Hire a chazan here?
Here, no.
Sure.
I mean, a little bit, but yeah.
Where here?
Maybe the Greek synagogue or whatever.
Yeah, so. A couple places, but not.
Not like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, every main show and every main.
You don't hire rabbis either, so.
Right.
That's true.
Rechon Arana used to hire Chazon.
All right.
What's his name? The other shuls in Ranana were Rav Shalom.
Okay, Shkayach, Ranana.
Yeah.
Ranana.
Petach
Tikva.
Yeah, Petach Tikva they do. Petach Tikva they're big.
Hire Chazon in the main synagogue. Sure they do.
All right.
We'll get there one day.
Yeah. Hope not.
Is there a big Knesset Rashi in
Modi'in?
No.
You paid him?
No, so we had a free chazan.
No, you have world-class chazanim here. You have chazanim that live in the neighborhood when they're here.
A couple years he died before, but now he's getting paid.
He's getting paid big bucks, I'm sure.
He's world-class.
Who's this?
Ohad Moshkovich lives here in the neighborhood. He's the one who sings the song about the doughy challah.
What's his name? Shire or Sadam for this
deal. Okay, I'm saying like
that's
he's
right, it's the last year.
All right.
He's leaving
So you have to. So you have. So you have a what's it called? You have the minhag was that the community has an obligation to hire a chazan and hire a minyan. Mashal hudba akva.
What does the center go for?
Hang on a second. Now. The people who leave have the same obligation as the people who stay. Fine, it's a simple distinction, right? It doesn't matter when they leave, you know, because if he's not going to be there, that means they have to get an extra guy for a minyan, and he still has to pay for the chazan. Avalim hu anus, but if he has no choice, right? He's coerced. Kamosha kasavta. She'enu rasho lavo b'medina, meaning he was arrested, he's in jail, he's not allowed to travel, he doesn't have a passport to travel in this country. Eni roa l'chaivo, I don't think you should obligate him. Right, is it any roa, right? I don't think you should make him pay. Afilu kvar yigia zman haregel, namatzi omar anaha ka'imna, v'onis rachmana patre, meaning because I want to come, like I'm right here. Right? I think there's a... I mean, I'm standing right here, right? That's the case in the beginning of Ksugos. Giving of Gittin.
Right.
I'm like right, he's right there, right? Bonus Rachmana Patre imhu anus mamish. Avalim machmas chovas mamon, but if it's because he owes money, opshia, or he did something stupid, zelo yafsidu chareir av chelkam, right? Then, you know, that's not a reason to, you know, charge the other guys more. That all applies to tefillah yamim no ra'im and minyan. This is talking about the esrog, right? Meaning like. But when it comes to the esrog, like I don't understand how you could be mechay of them. They're not trichos la esrog. They don't need an esrog. In ze dome le piski de la'el. It's not like my psak before. By the way, I wonder if that's like a typo. Maybe it's shofaros. Maybe it's shofaro. I don't know. Whatever. Meaning, whatever you pay in to be a shutuf in. One of the mitzvot sasei shazman grama, whether it's shofar or it's esrog, ain't it dome? Diyamim no roim dimaakvi alahol utzrichos lo lahashlim minyan. V'gam hu ba'atmo tzarich k'mo shabir ma'aram b'tshuvaso. V'lav kol kamini lahafresh atzmo mehem. Right, he can't be poresh. Aval esrog lo dami l'kol. Meaning, esrog is not a communal mitzvah. Yom no roim is a communal mitzvah. You're part of the kehila. You have to pay in, even if you're not going to be there. Esrog, right? There's a question of purchase power, but it's a collective mitzvah, right? Everybody has an individual mitzvah to do it, and it just makes life easier if everybody pays their share. But if you don't need to take a share, if you're not chayv in that mitzvah, why should you pay? Lo dami l'chol hani v'lo l'hani d'tosefta. Lasos.
Again, I assume the chazan is used, the only person would be about tefillah, because otherwise, get someone better voice, obviously, is not the upright element of this. But the point is it's his, not hers. Right? He's gone, but he's required to be a facilitator for everyone else to have a minyan. Okay? Facilitator.
He has a communal obligation.
But no, to facilitate their ability to have a minyan. And the minyan gets them, as individuals, to have their tefillah karoi. Right? If you look at the collective, right, I have this threshold of 10 in order to get that, and the chazan is part of the threshold. So similarly, irrespective of the fact that I can do the etrog alone if I had it, but I need this, as a hechtim said, the same way I need the thing. Well, I don't care the fact that you need 10 people. The fact is, right. A hechtim said, you are participating, facilitating the community, whether it be through adding a person, or a chazan, or an etrog guy. We all need it, and let's say an etrog costs $1 million, and everyone has to put their share in. You're part of that. So the fact that you left a month ago, the same conversation you had, you are still part of the community and obligated to put your share in to make sure that we all can get over that threshold. So I don't see that as a distinction.
No, I think that... Look, I think that...
Instead of the fact that this guy is now stuck in Poland, he's got to buy an esrog there, so he's got to buy two now.
You might have to hire a chazan for the Yom Noraim too.
But so now he goes into her. He's like, oh, but she has no part in the esrog. He didn't use her.
No, but it's not him. He's not going to be able to use this esrog. Meaning,
the Chazon's true also. I'm saying.
I know, but I think that. First of all, it's a question of minhag, but it's also a question of.
She didn't say, well, you know, she needs to daven or doesn't need daven because she's a shem shemah grandma.
No, but it's a communal meaning. A community only.
This isn't communal.
Right.
This should begin for an answer because. There's only one there.
It's convenient.
It's expensive, but it's not something that you need a tzibur to do. By the minion, you need the tzibur. That's why you can force it. You don't need the chazan.
So, but it's communal.
Right.
It's not because you need to own it.
Discuss it after it's finished.
Right. So it's like over there. Hoil v'tzrichos lo lahashlim minion. Right. He has an obligation. Either you're there or you hire somebody else to be there in your case. Begam huba atmo tzarech kamo shabir ma'aram. Right, meaning it's a penalty for separating yourself from the community. Aval esrog lo dummy. Esrog is not the same case. Lo lechol hani, lo lahani d'tosefta, lasos lechi v'korah l'mavoy v'tzarchei tzibor. Right, it's not considered a tzorach tzibor. Right, that everybody has to pitch in to buy the lechi the korah. Right, for the eruv. Asher pasak maharam de kofin ze ezeh. Right, it's not considered a tzorach tzibor. It's a bunch of individuals have a common interest, but that doesn't make it tzarchei tzibur. The chol chad tzarech l'osa mitzvah kimo chaverav. Each person has the exact same thing. Aval esrog because of maram b'tshuva degovin l'fi mamon. Right, and here's another raya. An esrog, you don't pay uniform. It's not everybody has the same thing. The hiddur mitzvah mutal al ashirim tfei me'al ha'aniyim. Right, that wealthy people who can afford it have a greater mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah, right? Have a greater chiyuv of hiddur mitzvah. That's a big chiddush, right? More than aniyim do.
This is where it actually addresses what your concern.
It is, yeah. Afilu kishneihem ba'ir, even if they both are in the same city at the same time. But if he's not in the city, meaning, I think what he's saying is that proves that it's. Not everybody has the same chiyuv, and you shouldn't address it as though everybody has the same chiyuv. If you have a wealthy guy and a poor guy in the same town, right? Each one is paying based on their individual chiyuv, which isn't necessarily the same.
So at this point, he's poor.
Vima isha tirtze levarichalav, right? But if the woman wants the bench lul of an esrog, yecholim la'akev al yada, they can prevent her from doing that. Until she pays up, right? It's like, fine, you don't have to pay, but when we buy the esrog, you're not getting to touch it unless you pay up.